This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 461 for Tuesday, July 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinton. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning as activity resumes after the Canada Day long weekend and values catch up with the Chicago soy complex. Canola up $8 to $12, the November contract up $11.80 at $748.20 per ton. Markets in the U.S. are closed today for Independence Day, but soy oil and soybeans were both sharply higher yesterday when Canadian markets weren't trading. While some parts of the prairies have received rain over the weekend, the long-range forecasts remain hot and dry in many regions, and that's keeping a weather premium in the futures. The Canadian dollar, though, it's a bit firmer in early activity, tempering the advances in canola to some extent. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all untraded today, after ending mixed yesterday with gains in soybeans and a softer tone in the grains. Soybeans saw follow-through buying interest Monday after Friday's surprisingly bullish USDA acreage and stocks reports, with the November contract up 10 cents at $13.53 per bushel. Last week, the USDA pegged seeded U.S. soybean area at only 83.5 million acres. That was well short of pre-report expectations. Quarterly stocks numbers were also on the tighter side. U.S. soybeans were rated 50% good to excellent in a report out after yesterday's close. That was down 1 point from the previous week. Corn, meanwhile, traded to both sides of unchanged, ending mostly lower yesterday. The September contract down a half cent at $4.88 per bushel. Seeded U.S. corn area was pegged at 94.1 million acres last week. That was well above average trade expectations. Improving U.S. corn crop condition ratings were also bearish, with the good to excellent rating improving 1 point on the week, now at 51%. U.S. wheat futures, they were softer yesterday, despite harvest delays for winter wheat and declining crop ratings for spring wheat. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the September contract yesterday at $8.09 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $7.96 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 9 cents in the September contract at $6.41¾. Untimely rains continue to slow harvest progress for winter wheat in the southern plains, with 37% of the crop off the ground by now. That compares with the 46% average for this time of year. Meanwhile, spring wheat quality ratings dipped 2 points on the week, now at 48% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinton. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.